Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are here once again.
How you doing tonight? Hopefully well.
I'm doing good. Oh, you mean everybody listening?
Well, you and everybody.
All right,
whoever.
Yeah.
I care about everybody.
We do hope you all are doing well. We had a nice day. We had to get up, and we were at a campsite. Rare occasion when we found a cheap little campsite and stayed with our brother Kuo. I cooked us scrambled eggs and toast this morning. That was awesome.
You enjoyed that.
We got the video up at the top. I love to cook over open fire. The video's up at the top of the edification page. And then we pretty much had a nice, peaceful morning. Had some ministry things with some things with the body life that we had to do. We'll be talking about those soon. Good things.
Yeah.
That we had to take care of. And then we hit the road and we had to travel away and we almost got blown away. Really windy day.
It was super windy going through some flatlands.
Yep. And we got to where we needed to be and we stopped at a park. Sister Amen made us dinner and I had a ministry call. And sure enough, we're sitting there and a man comes riding up on his bike and starts asking about our gospel signs. A young brother, Cool, got to witness to him. He was a Baptist man.
Yeah.
And he said he was going to reach out and talk to us some more via Facebook Messenger. So... yeah, it was a good day. Nothing real busy, but we did get a lot done. Then we had a gathering with the saints. We put up some edification in the Ecclesia gathering on Job 2 and on the book of Jonah.
Those were really edifying.
Yeah, those were awesome, yeah. We had a good call on that.
Uh-huh.
Sister Amen, what is up with you today?
Well, you just mentioned... Job, and I was thinking about an example of what kind of a wife we sisters should not be.
Should not be.
Yeah. Job 2:10. Well, we can preface this with Job had already been given all the information or all the news that he had lost everything, and now in Job 2, he had been struck with boils from Satan.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you where it's at.
From his feet to the crown of his head.
Yup. And this is the wife we should not be. I got the wrong verse here, so now I gotta go look. I forgot to get two verses.
Go ahead, look it
together.
Up. We'll wait.
Yeah.
I can talk about while the man walked up, the Baptist man. I was on a ministry call. It's with a young man we've talked to in the past, and we're trying to help. And he had something that was a little bit unusual. He kept talking about the unconditional grace of God, and then he also believed in the biblical gospel that we preach. And we went round and round and round about it. And it came to come to find out that this young man actually, this is a good lesson in words. Words are supposed to matter. They do matter. He kept saying unconditional grace. And we were all thinking he's meaning universalism when he really finally realized, okay, it doesn't mean unconditional. It means everyone has the opportunity for God's grace this side of death and the Lord's second coming. And so I told him, that's not unconditional, that you get the grace of God, you come via the gospel, there's conditions on it. So him and I went round and round on it, and he finally got it, and then he said he has to go and figure out everything he believes, because the word of God is starting to challenge everything he believes. He used to be into Hebrew roots, he was into Sunday church system, he was into all different false ways. His parents used to be Hutterites, and so... when you follow false doctrine, you're going to end up with a bunch of false ways. So I was able to help him, and I hope he turns and repents of every false way and seeks after Christ.
Amen. Me too.
Yeah. It was an awesome call, and my hands are clean. I did everything I could for him. Don't know if I'll ever hear from him again, but we shall see.
Yeah.
Did you find your scripture verse, Sister Amen?
I did. Sorry about that, but that's okay. Patience is one of the things that we have to have with
Amen.
One another, right? So, once again, this is the wife you don't want to be. Job 2, 9 and 10. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die.
Ooh.
And then Job rebukes her, but he says unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips?
Yeah,
and
I love that.
Brother Tupos pointed out a good point down there. You know, everybody... focuses on Job and what he had to go through, but you realize his wife was wicked about it. Job didn't sin when everything and everyone in his life was taken away, even his health. His wife did.
Yeah. Two opposites.
Yeah.
The great example in Job, he didn't sin against God with his lips, and she's pretty much cursing, running off at the mouth, saying nasty things and saying, curse God and die.
Yeah.
Bad example.
Yeah,
bad example.
We don't want to be that. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Tomorrow, we're going to hit the road, and we got a pretty good long drive.
Yeah.
And we're going to head. We're going to go see another brother. And then we're hoping, if the Lord wills, to gather together. And we're all going to have the Lord's Supper together tomorrow. So that's always a joyous time to contemplate and examine yourself. So we're looking forward to that. You looking forward to that, Sister Amen?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And we're going to travel through some pretty nice part of the country where we're going. And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Then we got a nice preach coming up this weekend. And we actually have two brothers with us to help during this preach. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that will. God will be glorified.
Yeah. What else you got, Sister Amen? Anything else?
Well, I have a scripture verse that goes along with marriage.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice. I do too.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Let's hear yours.
You want to hear mine?
Uh-huh.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's Ephesians 5, 20 through 28. Giving thanks always for the things unto God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the body, ecclesia. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the body, ecclesia, is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the body and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious body, ecclesia, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that love his wife loveth himself. Good verse on marriage.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Yeah, there is.
That's like encouragement and rebuking and reminding and all kinds of things in there.
I like how it says that we're supposed to love our wives like Christ loved the body. That's a high standard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What was your verse you wanted to share?
Sacrifice to do. I was going to read Galatians 6:3. I know a lot of people, when you go looking for marriage verses, people pick the usual standard ones, but there's a bunch of other ones that pertain to marriage. For if a man think he himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceive himself. And I like this because in marriages you can have issues flesh to flesh. You know, we're not perfect. We try to be mature and
right.
complete.
Yeah.
But you're going to have flesh that rises up, whether it's controversial, maybe somebody got hurt, somebody said something the wrong way, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we got to be careful if we're on the receiving end of something that we think we ought not to be on. We got to be careful we don't think we're something.
Right. Get bitter.
Lest we fall. Yeah.
Get bitter, get puffed up.
Yeah, or think that we don't do things like that.
Amen.
When the other person who just did it might not have even realized they did it. You know, so everything goes both ways. And God,
we're no better than them. We're just different.
Right. Well, we should both be different with each other, really.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point, Sister Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I had tonight. You got anything else?
Yeah, I have my scripture verse for sisters.
Oh, nice.
And you know what else? Listen.
Hey, the blower guy is out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already tomorrow, and the blower guy just showed up. He's the one that walks around with the backpack on his back with a motor on it with a big hose, and that blows.
And they blows all the dirt under the car
so
the sucking machine can come and get it
later.
Yeah,
so after he's done running around the whole parking lot, blowing everything in the middle, then the little sweeper guy got to come around with his big truck. So, yeah, that'll be
it's just something
day.
We have to endure in van life.
I was just thinking, we haven't had that for a while, so we've been blessed for a while.
Like the train going by. You put it up last night. Oh, the noisy train.
We slept right through it.
Yeah, Brother Koo said he slept in his tent. He said he heard it two or three times, and we didn't hear it once.
No, we slept right through. That's awesome. But, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. It's just flesh you got to kill.
Amen.
1 Chronicles 16:36. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord.
Amen, like amen.
That brings me great joy. All the people said amen and praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people said amen, but can you imagine the sound of everybody just
there
saying
were times
amen
they had,
all together?
There were times they had great unity back then, and it's nothing like that today.
No.
Today we see confusion, worldliness, sin, corruption. But our Lord's on the way. He's going to set all that straight.
Right. And we know people who all are in one mind and all say the same thing.
Amen.
Well,
we always talk about
voice.
That. Yeah, how we're always coming to the same decisions and discernment on things.
Yeah, praise God.
Because we have the same Father, same Savior, same Word, same Spirit, same Bible.
One of each.
Amen.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're headed down the gospel road, so we're going to get out of here. We got to get some sleep tonight, and we got a long drive tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
maybe the gospel will go out tomorrow.
Oh, it will, one way or another. And there's probably a whole bunch of waysides along the way. I can't remember.
And then we're headed to that big festival this weekend. Looking forward to preaching that if the Lord lets us live that long.
Yep, let's see.
All right. Thanks, okay. Estraman.
Love you all. Hold fast. Look up. And don't let any of the word of God or his precious truth drop to the ground.
Amen, amen. Make sure that those seeds of truth fall in fertile ground, not by the weeds, not on rocky soil. Make sure that you also have people that will water. Some people plant, some people water. God will get and bring the increase. So make sure that your life is part of that, because you will reap what you are going to sow.
Right, amen. I wanna sow what is incorruptible.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you, Sister Armin.
I'm here to help you,
too. All right. And we're here to help you all. We love you. Have a joyous day, evening, morning, wherever you are.
Amen.
God be praised.
Praise God.